This is the Planetary Seraphim Collaboration Call for Sunday, September 27th. This is Donna D'Angelo from the Institute of Christ Consciousness, and I'll be transmitting today. So let us begin with our usual prayer. Divine parents, mother and father, we are grateful to be your children and to have the ability to collaborate with our seraphic helpers and all of the other helpers that you have made available to this world to help us in our continued evolution to higher ways of living. You know exactly what the status is of this planet at this time, where we are in the healing and transformation process. We thank you for enveloping us in your love, connecting us via those circuits of personality, soul, spirit, and mind, wherein we may act as one, unified in divine will and love. We invite our heavenly helpers to engage with us now, and we thank you for this ability to be in this collaborative experience together as we deepen in ourselves our ability to be spiritually focused and guided during this important time. Thank you so much, and may your will be done. Greetings, my beloved children. This is your father, Michael, and I am pleased to join you today as together we move in these circuits of your ranch and mind to help the evolving souls gain strength and presence throughout this entire system of consciousness. Mighty times of transformation are upon you. The tide has turned, and now there is no turning back to the past. You are forging a new way of life for this world, one that will lead this planet to its eventual destiny of light and life. You are all vital participants in this time of change. You have all awakened to the call of spirit within, and you are gaining strength in who you are as sons and daughters of the ultimate creator who resides at the center of all things. Take some deep breaths now, my children. Deepen your ability to recognize your status as sons and daughters of God. Let your indwelling spirits come close to you, touch you deeply in that place of communion where you exist as one with your spirit. This is an evolving relationship, one that will fill you with great joy the more you deepen on your path and share love with your brothers and sisters. So stay in this place for a few moments of communing with your spirit and the mighty celestial and seraphic helpers prepare the circuits to receive what you will be guided to emit from your hearts and souls momentarily. All of you have been given a great gift. It is the gift of life. It is the gift of personality that renders you unique in who you are. Your identity and self-concept grows and changes over time. It is conditioned by the various thoughts, feelings, and experiences you have during this earthly sojourn. The mystique of personality will be one that you will increasingly come to appreciate and apprehend as you evolve in your soul growth. Aided by your indwelling spirit, you are on a mighty path of progression to your ultimate destiny. But that will not occur for many, many eons of time to come, my children, as many of you are aware. What is important to consider is that you have the right to be the person that the Father in Paradise has gifted you. The process of becoming is your joy and your journey, leading you to your ultimate destiny. You will have many experiences on your eternal adventure. But here, on this planet, is where you are now thusly engaged. And during this very momentous time of change, it is very fundamental for you to become aware of your right to exist and be who you are. Think about this for a few moments. Engage with your father fragments that you may feel more of that connection between your divine source and your budding soul. This is a sacred relationship. And it is only dissolved when you make that decision not to embark on this eternal adventure of life. It is your choice whether or not to take this stupendous journey. Many individuals of this world have been shielded from their awareness of who they are and their ultimate destiny. Many impediments have been placed upon the circuits of mind, your planetary system of consciousness, to interfere with your right to exist. Therefore, in today's engagement with you, I invite you to focus on these words, my personality sovereignty. As your sovereign Creator Father, I provide you the environment, the universe domain in which you enact your lives. I share with you this quality of sovereignty, and I ask you to now place your focus on the words, my personality sovereignty, that I may reinforce this in you, help you deepen in that aspect, to help you remember who you are. And the connection that you have with the ultimate creator of all, in which you originate at a fundamental level. Focus on these words, my personality sovereignty, and I will engage with you now, my beloved children. As my presence imprints upon you, drink deeply therein of what I provide. Let this move into places where you need this recognition of who you are as a sovereign individual. Make an impact on those deeper places within you that need this as part of your soul growth. Do your best to disengage from the thinking process that tries to determine what this means. Your indwelling spirits understand this, will able to convey new insights to you as you progress on your daily journey of life. What is significant here is to allow these energies to penetrate deeper. For there are areas within unconscious mind that harbor certain influences of your collective culture, mindal system, that would wish to supplant your personality sovereignty with something that is very destructive to spiritual development and soul growth. What we are doing today is to help you move beyond those distorted influences that you may remember a deeper part of yourself, a beautiful part of yourself. And herein is where you become more unified in both human and divine natures, moving you along on your evolutionary ascension journeys. Continue to focus on the words, my personality, sovereignty, for a few more moments, and then we will engage these energies into the collective. What my children of this world and the other rebellion worlds of Satania is that they have personality sovereignty. Those that distorted the divine path of evolution have wielded a type of authoritarian power to divorce you from this. But that is not the Father's plans for human life. You are connected to the Paradise Father by the personality circuit. And I am moving in this now to help you remember this deeper aspect of yourselves. The children of the rebellion worlds are being granted a great gift now, that this personality sovereignty become more enlivened within the heart and mind and generate more soul growth and development over time. I invite you now to shift focus from yourselves to engage with the celestial and seraphic helpers to move these energies into the circuits of mind all around the globe. As you shift focus, project from your hearts and souls these words, auto-revelation of personality sovereignty, auto-revelation of personality sovereignty, auto-revelation of personality sovereignty. Let
your indwelling spirits guide you as to the best focus for you to perceive in your mind's eye, to hold as best you can. Of course, if you do not perceive anything specific, simply engage those words in a counterclockwise spiral rotation, north to south pole, around the planet that you have used in previous focalizations. You might consider this infusion as part of the massive wake-up call to engage in circuits of mind to help your brethren remember this connection they have with the Father. And their connection to me, to your Divine Mother. And you bring about this liberation in human mind, that individual spiritual creative potential may become more activated and operative. Engage with us now in the circuits of auto-revelation, personality sovereignty. What does this mean, personality sovereignty? There are multiple meanings and values of this as you bring this to your indwelling spirits and ask for more meaning and value. Over time, you will perceive . But let me share this nugget for you to chew upon and digest. No one can take away your right to exist. No one can take away your right to make decisions. These are the gifts seated in you by the Father Himself. No one can take this from you unless you give permission. However, you are living in a time when many of your decisions are being made by individuals who are not aligned in divine will, who do not understand certain values, of spiritual import, of truth, goodness, and beauty. They err in their thinking and judgment. They try to foist their opinions and beliefs upon you, interfering with your own personality sovereignty to make decisions for yourselves. So as this is now in stages of correction, you can be further empowered to make your own better choices, to see more clearly into what is true, right, good for your lives. Your spirit has so much to convey to you, and it is fundamental now for you to develop this relationship more and more each day. You can grow in this aspect of yourself and progress on the process of becoming who you are that exists in the core of your being. You have great potential, my children, and your soul is waiting to blossom. For the gifts that you express can be used in greater service to make this world a more beautiful place. Now, these words I speak to you are nothing new for you to understand, but to live it dynamically each day is a different matter. And so when you engage with your own right to exist and be, and you also desire that for everyone else on the planet, you are adding more spiritual energy for people to have these revelations of self and the personality sovereignty that they have within the Father. So continue to maintain this focus from the depths of your being, the heightened motivation that all children of this world recognize their true relationship with the Father in paradise. Feel that motivation and intention for auto-revelation of personality sovereignty to blanket the world, to go deep into those places, into recesses where this needs to take deeper root and awaken more souls to the truth and goodness within. The great awakening is unfolding and progressing. The rebellion mindset is losing its grasp upon Urantian consciousness. One day it will be as if the rebellion never occurred. You are certainly on this trajectory now, my children. It is an intense time, and we understand the apprehension within the human heart. But you, who have awakened to the truth, can move beyond this apprehension and take greater faith strides in your lives to be the way shower for those who are just becoming aware of the great potential that lives within them. We have encouraged you to recognize your abilities to be way showers and truth revealers to your brethren. Not so much by the words you speak, by the actions you portray, and the light that you hold within to radiate outwardly to help steady a stuttering and nervous heart still held hostage in fear. Help me release my children from fear, beloved ones. Minister me to them through your own spirit of truth and ask me to speak through you, not necessarily with words, but with living spiritual energy that another person can perceive. This is your challenge of this time, but I know you are ready for it. And can you do this? Of course you can, because you are not doing this alone. You are mighty in your own personal sovereignty. And I will respond when you need me to conjoin with you to minister to that hungry soul before you. To let that love flow between us as your mother moves in the circuits of mind in that individual to expand that person's capacity to receive. So it is quite simple, my children, to be these revealers of the love and light in life that is all around you. The more you deepen into your own personality sovereignty, the more you will feel that motivation and potency of spirit within. And be guided to do great works of service on behalf of the correcting time. Let these words settle in as you maintain that focus on auto-revelation of personality sovereignty. As mighty helpers engage these circuits of mind to receive and imprint and what you share from your hearts and souls. There is much originality in each one of you, and that originality derives from your origins within the Father in Paradise. Allow the energetic dynamics of this word originality to move into you deeper, opening new pathways for you to perceive your personality sovereignty and to engage in closer communion with the Father, whose love staggers human imagination, provides that mighty environment for your growth and expression of the originality of who you are. And feel that motivation and intention for each Urantian to awaken to this, their unique originality originating in the Father, this personal personality sovereignty. These endowments of spirit will continue to flow through the circuits of mind. The mighty seraphic and celestial helpers continue their sacred work. We invite you to collaborate with them during your times of stillness. What we have seeded and co-created together, continue to be applied and make great strides towards planetary healing and transformation. We are pleased with your efforts today, my children. We will continue our engagement with you. Remember who you are. Take great heart and delight in your originality and the personal sovereignty that exists within that. As you come to know yourself more, you will be more highly motivated to be of service. You only need to ask your angels to bring more people to you, to shed the light from your soul to theirs, and help them awaken to the mighty presence of Father within. I leave you in His love, my children. I hold you tenderly in my heart. You only need to come to me to ask for a boost of refreshment, and I will respond. I am your universe, Father, and I hold you in that environment, truth, goodness, and beauty that is your mother, Nevadonia. Live your lives as best you can, fully, as an awakened son and daughter of God. Never hesitate to share that love that may ever flow from you and be a blessing unto the world. Good day.